Hello, I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church. I welcome you to this revised podcast homily for Fifth Sunday after Trinity. It is the sixth in a series of 26 homilies for Trinity season. Listeners may benefit from the companion AIC seasonal video series, Trinity Tide, the teaching season, presented in 9 episodes, all linked from the digital library page with podcast versions from the podcast archive page at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. The series offers a brief history of the evolution of Whitsunday Pentecost and Trinity, Anglican traditions of Whitsunday and Trinity, including the seasonal color and fasting traditions, and commentary on the Collect Epistle and Gospel readings for Whitsunday Pentecost, Trinity Sunday, and all 24 Sundays after Trinity, plus Sunday next before Advent, in the 1928 Book of Common Prayer. The Collect Epistle and Gospel readings for Fourth Sunday after Trinity are discussed in Episode 3. The epistle reading for Fifth Sunday after Trinity is 1 Peter 3, verses 8 to 15a, a lesson from St. Peter on the Christian virtue of love and its variant, toleration. It includes a classic statement of Christian advice inspired by the writing prophet Amos from Amos 5, verses 14 and 15a, "Seek good and not evil, that you may live. So the Lord God of hosts will be with you, as you have spoken. Hate evil, love good, establish justice in the gate." And also the words of the prophet Micah. St. Paul merged ideas from both into this admonition in verses 10b to 11. "Let him refrain his tongue from evil, and lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it." The Gospel reading for Fifth Sunday after Trinity, Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11, is the last of 5 consecutive readings for the first 5 Sundays after Trinity. It is Luke's account of Jesus' encounter on the Lake of Gennesaret, more commonly called the Sea of Galilee, or during the years of Roman rule, the Sea of Tiberias, with Simon Peter and his brother Andrew, whom he had already called to be apostles, and the two brothers James and John, sons of Zebedee. These 4 were partners in the fishing business. In the Western Church, steeped in the traditions of the Roman Catholic Church, St. Peter is the better known of the first 2 brother fishermen, Peter and Andrew, whereas in the Eastern Church and also in the Celtic traditions of churches in England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland, St. Andrew has equal billing. Pope Benedict XVI acknowledged in 2006 AD that the 2 churches, the Western and the Eastern, are sister churches founded by one of the 2 brothers, Peter and Andrew. In the Anglican tradition, the start of each new church year at Advent is established at the Sunday closest to the Feast of St. Andrew, which is a fixed day feast on November 30th. As we enter the scene, Jesus, surrounded by the masses that had followed him, as St. Peter expressed it, in hope that they would, quote, hear the word of God. The fishermen, whose day's work was over, were washing their nets, meaning making them ready for the next day's work. Of the 4, Jesus chose Peter, still called Simon Peter, directing him to step into one of the boats and push away from the shore. From St. Peter's boat, Jesus, in the manner of a rabbi or teacher of that day, sat down and taught those listening on the shore. St. Luke says nothing of the content of Jesus' message, for St. Luke's focus is on events that soon followed. When what we might call the Sermon on the Lake was over, Jesus said to Peter, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch," in verse 4. At these words of instruction from the Master, St. Peter, known for his impetuous nature, said, not for the first time, revealing a tendency to argue with Jesus, and for more on that, see the Gospel of St. John, from whose account the story of Doubting Thomas comes, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. In spite of Peter's skepticism, Peter and Andrew's boat was launched out into the Sea of Galilee. St. Luke says that their catch was so large, a, quote, great multitude of fishes, that the nets broke from the strain and they had to call for help from James and John in the other ship, and that the total catch nearly sank both vessels. Simon Peter fell down at Jesus' knee in the boat and said in verse 8b, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. St. Luke's account suggests that those who had been listening to Jesus teach from the boat were like Peter and Andrew, James and John, astonished at the unexpected bounty of fish. Jesus, whose divine power allowed him to know the hearts of men, addressed Peter directly, saying in verse 10b, Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men. In St. Luke's wonderfully elegant prose, he closed the account by noting that thereafter Peter and Andrew, James and John, quote, forsook all and followed him. Among the lessons in this reading is that Jesus chose four humble fishermen and not four from the Pharisees, the scribes, the temple priests, or the Levites, all of whom would have had the qualifications of education and religious training to be the first four called as apostles. He called these four, as he called the remaining eight, and as he still calls to the faithful in our century, to launch out into the deep, confident that if we put our trust in him, he will provide all things which we truly need. Other AIC resources on topics discussed in this podcast homily for Fourth Sunday after Trinity are available at our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net, with the seasonal videos and Christian educational videos found on the digital library page, Bible study videos from the Bible study page, and podcast versions from the podcast archive page, and information about the AIC bookstore publications mentioned below, available through the virtual bookstore link at the bottom of the home page. I begin with the AIC seasonal video series, Trinity Tide, the Teaching Seasons, presented in 9 episodes. In episode 3, you'll find a detail from an illumination of Jesus saving St. Peter from drowning during the apostles' journey on the Sea of Galilee. In the Great O Antiphons, a seasonal video series in 7 episodes, in episode 2, O Adonai, for December 19th, you'll find a circa 950 AD illumination of Jesus with the apostles on the Sea of Galilee. In the Lord's Prayer, a Christian education video series in 2 episodes, you'll find the petition to forgive trespasses discussed in episode 2. In the Lives of the Saints, a Christian education video series. In the first series, St. Andrew is the focus of episode 1, St. Thomas of episode 2, John of 4, Paul of 5, St. James of 12, and Luke in episode 15. From the bookstore publications, Layman's Lexicon, entries of interest are Apostle, Forgiveness, Merciful, Mercy/Merciful, Trespass/Trespassers, and Virtues. Beliefs of the Anglican Church offers instruction on understanding the Catechism, forgiveness, and also the discussion of trespass/trespasses you will find in the context of the Lord's Prayer on pages 62 to 63, with more on mercy on page 80. In the Writing Prophets of the Old Testament, the prophet Amos is the subject of Part 3, Chapter 3, with a text boxed Amos in Anglican prayer books on page 77, and the prophet Micah on part 3, chapter 3, pages 87 to 91, with the text box Micah on right worship on page 91. The first closing prayer for the podcast homily for Fifth Sunday after Trinity is my own adaptation of an Ethiopian Coptic Thanksgiving prayer. The second is the collect for Fifth Sunday after Trinity, which Archbishop Cranmer adapted from for the 1549 Book of Common Prayer from the Leonine Sacramentary of the Roman Catholic tradition as it was used in the Sarum Rite in England. We give thanks to the door of good unto us, the merciful God, the Father of our Lord and our God and our Savior Jesus Christ, for he has kept us, he has brought us near, and received us unto himself, and has undertaken our defense and brought us unto this hour. Let us therefore pray that the Almighty Lord our God keep us in this holy day all the days of our life and in all peace. Amen. And now the collect. Grant, O Lord, we beseech thee, that the course of this world may be so peaceably ordered by thy governance, that thy church may joyfully serve thee in all godly quietness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be merciful to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Glory be to God for all things. Amen. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website and make use of its resources at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.